An hour later, I pulled into the parking garage of Thrasher Development and gathered the special gifts I'd purchased in Paris for Uncle Joey, his secretary and wife Jackie, and Ramos. I was excited about the gifts I'd bought for Uncle Joey and Jackie, but more than a little nervous about the one I'd bought for Ramos. I mean, what could I possibly give to the man who'd rescued me from a bunch of crazy terrorists? Not only that, but he'd stuck by my side when he could have easily been blown up. The little Eiffel Tower I'd gotten him seemed kind of silly, but it was also personal. The first time I'd seen it sparkle was the night he'd saved my life and took me there to help settle me down. Now, when I thought of the Eiffel Tower, it was always of that moment standing there with him. It was bad of me in so many ways, especially considering the kiss. Of course, it wasn't a personal kiss, since Gabriel had kissed me too. It was kind of a French thing, to celebrate not getting blown up. Joie de vivre, and all that. Still, I had to admit that I'd liked it, and that I didn't feel too guilty about it. That probably made me even more of a bad person, but it's not like I'd ever do it again. I loved my husband more than I could say, and we had two great kids together. But Ramos was special to me, too, and always would be. So giving him the Eiffel Tower was an okay thing to do, right? Still, maybe I should forget about it and just give him the extra chocolates instead. Then I wouldn't have to worry that I'd cross some sort of line. Babe. Lost in my thoughts, I didn't hear him approach and nearly jumped out of my skin. What are you doing here? I clutched the bag of goodies to my chest with a guilty flush. His eyes crinkled at the corners, and his lips twisted into a small smile. He loved that I got so rattled around him. What's in the bag? Something for me? How did he know?
Yeah, and for Uncle Joey and Jackie, too.
Nice. I stood there like a dummy, and his brows rose. Do you want to give it to me now, or wait until we get to the office? I let out my breath and glanced at the bag.
I was just trying to decide what to give you. I brought a couple of things, but I'm not sure which one you'd like the best.
Let's see what you've got, he said, curious. But he was thinking, why not give me both?
Oh, yeah, I guess that would work, except I didn't finish that thought, since it was kind of selfish of me to want to keep the chocolates. I took out the bigger bag with the Eiffel Tower and handed it to him. Here you go.
He pulled it out, and his face broke into a pleased smile.
There's a switch right there at the base you can push, I said, pointing to the underside.
He flipped it on, and the tower started sparkling. Not anywhere as cool as the real thing, but it still made me happy just to look at it. Ramos chuckled, thinking he would never have been caught dead buying one of these things in Paris, but right now, it was pretty sweet. His gaze caught mine, and he thought about all the times we'd watched the real thing together. This is great. Thanks. He turned it off and put it back in the bag. So what else did you get me?
Since I couldn't take it back, I got the extra bag of chocolate-covered marshmallows from Henri Leroux Chocolatier and held them up. Without hesitating, he grabbed them from me.
Nice. Aren't these your favorite?
Yes, I said,
my mouth salivating just to look at them. Then I'm sure I'll like them.
He stuck them in the bag with the Eiffel Tower and headed toward the elevator, not about to let me get my hands on them.
So how was the rest of your trip?
Amazing, I sighed and followed him, telling him all about it as we rode the elevator to the 26th floor. It surprised me when the doors opened and I'd talked the whole time. Ramos stepped out and I followed, but I hesitated before entering Thrasher Development. Wait, I said. How's Uncle Joey doing? Will he be happy to see me?
It depends. What did you bring him?
Chocolates, I answered.
No Eiffel Tower?
Nope. That was just for you.
Ramos smiled. That should be fine.
He opened the door to Thrasher Development, thinking that Minetto could use some cheering up today. After what had happened to him last week,